From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council Monday condemned North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch as a grave violation of previous council resolutions and threatened further significant measures. Ukraine's ambassador, Volodymyr Yelchenko, is this month's council president.
As you know, Security Council approved the press statement on ballistic missile launch by DPRK on 11 February 2017, which inter alia emphasizes the importance of full compliance with the relevant Security Council resolutions, as well as working to reduce the tensions in Korean Peninsula and beyond. During the consultations, members of Security Council were unanimous in condemning the recent ballistic missile launch conducted by Pyongyang.
At a White House news conference, President Donald Trump called the North Korea and its nuclear and missile programs a big problem and vowed to deal with them strongly. The North described the latest missile as a surface-to-surface medium-to-long-range type, a new type of strategic weapon system using a mobile launcher. RAND Corporation analyst Bruce Bennett said it appeared to be powered by a solid fuel engine.
That's quite a development. That's important because that makes a missile much easier to launch quickly.
The North has boasted it's in the final stage, preparing to test an intercontinental ballistic missile, but has yet to test one. A Kenyan judge ordered several officials from the National Doctors Union jailed over a two-month strike over pay and working conditions. The strike has been declared illegal. The union representing the doctors called on the government to implement a plan to give doctors a pay raise of up to 180%, review working conditions, job structures, promotions, and the issue of understaffing. This is VOA.